You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. We start today in Brussels, where ISIS claimed responsibility for a series of deadly attacks at a subway station and international airport. In response, authorities in many countries increased security around metros and airports. But what does it take financially for terrorists to sustain their networks and carry out deadly strikes like this one? Those who study terror tactics say these kind of attacks have become less expensive to pull off and therefore harder to prevent. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
For all the destruction they cause, bombs are pretty cheap to make. Bruce Hoffman is director of Georgetown University's Center for Security Studies.
Depressingly, it costs very little money to stage a successful terrorist attack these days.
ISIS income streams include kidnapping, extortion, selling antiquities, and taxing the areas it occupies.
It's precisely ISIS's diversified sources of revenue that make it so dangerous.
But not all attacks are fully funded by the main group. Terrorist cells also tap into social media, sometimes even crowdfunding operations. That's according to Elizabeth Rosenberg at the Center for a New American Security.
It's low level and it's more anonymous. So it's really challenging for regulatory authorities and for law enforcement officials to get a handle on this.
Malcolm Nance is author of a book on ISIS. He says local support is also becoming more important.
Now, this is a hybrid sort of terrorism where the operative himself may self-fund, where the donations may come from someone local.
European nationals can go to Syria or Iraq, then come back and use their existing networks of support, sleeping on a friend's couch rather than spending money on a hotel room under a false name.
He may sell drugs, sell weapons, steal, and do anything to support his operation.
Nance says when you have a small cell of just a few people using mainly cash, they can be nearly impossible to track. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.